June 13. Even children may share their faith. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Matthew chapter 21, verses 15 and 16. The standard of truth may be raised by humble men and women, and the youth and even children may be a blessing to others by revealing what the truth has done for them. God will use the most feeble instruments if they are wholly submitted to Him. He can work through them to reach souls to whom the minister could not obtain access. There are the highways and byways to be searched. With your Bible in your hand, with your heart warm and glowing with the love of God, you may go out and tell others your experience. You may make known to them the truth that has impressed your heart, praying with faith that God will make your efforts successful in their salvation. Communicate light and you will have more light to communicate. Thus you may become laborers together with God. God desires that His children shall make use of all their powers, that in working to bless others they may grow strong in the strength of Jesus. You may not be learned, you may not be thought capable of doing a great work for God, but there are things which you can do. You can let your light shine forth to others. Everyone may have an understanding of the truth, and exert an influence for good. Then go to work, my brethren and sisters. Gain an experience by working for others. You may make mistakes, but this is not more than the most intelligent, and those in positions of trust have done again and again. You will not always meet with success, but you may never know the result of humble, disinterested effort to help those who are in darkness. Through the agency of the Holy Spirit, you may win souls from error to truth, and in so doing your own souls will be filled with the love of God. Review and Herald, January 12, 1897.